So when Kevin first called me, not to go back here, but when he first called me, I was under a couple of contracts. I had a consulting business, a training business, and I had a couple of contracts. So I said to Kevin, he told me a little bit. We talked about some things in the past. We had a couple of jokes, and he told me, here's what I'm doing, and here's what I'm getting ready to do, and here's what I think. And I said, sounds great, but here's my situation right now. And we spoke for a few minutes, and then he said, well, Chris, do you mind if I keep you posted on what's going on here? I said, sure, absolutely, Kevin. So he called me back in about 3 months, told me a little bit more. I filled him in on exactly what I was doing, which was closing down a little bit. And he said things like, well, when do you think you'll be open? Or when do you think you'll have some time? Or how's it going? A series of questions he asked me over a nice conversation. Then eventually, which I think was about a year later, or maybe, it was about a year later, he said, Kevin called me and said, would you like to swing by Chicago in a couple of weeks? I said, Kevin, I don't know where you are, but I'm in California on this swinging by. Yeah, like swing by my house tomorrow afternoon. But anyway, he said Blaine's going to be there. Some other people who I knew were going to be there. He said, why don't you just come by, and if nothing else, we'll catch up on old times. We'll have some fun. So I said, okay, I'll swing by. So I did. And I went to that first meeting, which was Dream Weekend in 2010, so a little over a year ago now, in Chicago. And as I walked in the room, I felt an energy that I hadn't felt for 15 years. And I knew within 5 minutes, I didn't really understand what it was. I didn't understand the whole thing. Kevin hadn't explained the compensation plan, all this stuff. I'm a comp plan guy. And Kevin hadn't explained any of that to me at that point. None. I knew nothing. But I knew within 5 minutes of being in that room, something on a subconscious or a deeper level, that I was going to join whatever this was. I didn't understand it. Whatever this was, I want some more of this. But I literally knew it within 5 minutes. I literally knew within 5 minutes that that's what I was thinking. Whatever this is, I'm joining. I want to get a piece of this. I want some of this, whatever it is. Because I hadn't felt that organ, that feeling. And again, been in tons of meetings and conventions and thousands of people since the Trudeau Marketing Group, but never felt that. You know, it's like your first kiss. You know what I mean? I was going back for one more. And I knew it was with this, whatever this was. So I, again, knew what I was, and then I started finding out the facts. Then I was at the function for the weekend, and throughout that weekend, I spent some time with Kevin, spent some time with Blaine. Blaine was concurring with me that this was entirely different than anything he'd seen as well. So as the weekend went through, our belief level just went through the roof. And I remember when I parted for the weekend, I was saying goodbye to Kevin. And I said to him, as we were parting, he said, so see ya. Now, by now, he's got me, you understand, right? He's not talking or asking questions anymore. And I said, hey, Kevin, you know I'm joining. And he went, I knew that when you got on the plane to swing by.
Now, quick question. Here's the question. If I had sent you some audios to listen to, had you watched a DVD, looked at a website, do you think you would have made that decision that you were going to join and do this compared to the function?
Absolutely not. There's no audio or video you could have sent me to get me to that place. There's no, because I would have been looking just at logic. I would have been looking at logic at that point. When I went to the event, it was an astronomical feeling that I had. And I made the decision that I was going to get involved in the Global Information Network and that I was going to go on this ride. But I also knew that it was a place of learning for me. I knew that over the weekend, by the way, the information was shared. That it was a place of learning, that I could learn. And that's what I'd been yearning for a lot of years. Since the Trudeau Marketing Group, I personally never had that. So I was the teacher. And I always do better when I'm learning, which is why I love this organization, love Kevin, just because of the amount of knowledge. But again, to answer Kevin's question, absolutely no video, no information, no printed information that could have got my belief to come in. And then, within 2 days, I had a meeting with my wife and my kids, and I said, it's Trudeau, and it's 2 years before you see me again on a weekend. Are you in? And they said, well, if you make the money that you did the last time with him, we're all in. So that was it.
Now, here's the point. The point is this. He wasn't even a member yet, but by going to the function, it got him to the point of not only wanting to join and become a member, but totally engage.